Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons comes your way. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got a giant Brady statue tonight.
Wow. And they're going to be there.
Oh, they're going to be there.
They're down there. Boots on the ground.
Leading you right up to it. Preseason game number one tonight. Patriots and Commanders. Brady statue unveiled tonight at 6 o'clock. Brady will be there. Kraft's going to be there. I don't think Bill's going to be there.
I don't think so.
I just saw a picture you had over there, Keith. I think he's at UNC right now.
Yeah. Emphasis on the C. There was a photo of Bill. I don't know if it's real, though, so I don't want to post it or anything.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is not.
I think it might be.
You think that's a real picture?
There is no chance. None. Not in the AI.
You don't think that's real?
In the AI era we live in, there's no chance.
I mean, you can do anything with AI.
He's got an A and an I, from what I can see over there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No chance.
I don't think so.
Billy, you haven't seen, is Nick pulling that up for Billy back there? I
Show
see Billy
Bill.
Smirking it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
That's not real.
Fake picture?
That's not real.
I can't tell.
It looks like
if it's real, they're spectacular.
No, see, I was gonna say as a guy with boobs, I don't think those are real.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. I think somebody's having a little fun with the Photoshop.
If it's real, those puppies are spectacular. Yeah. So sure. Okay. All right. That's
swing low, sweet chariot.
So anyway, we don't know where Bill is. I don't think he's gonna be there tonight.
No, unlikely.
If he is, he's gonna have to check that luggage.
Bulky, I consider him carry-ons.
Like, now, sir.
No. I can eyeball those. Those are not going in the carry-on. Good stuff there. We'll get you the grab bag and the clip du jour coming up, but you know what time it is!
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct, and you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
It's been too long since we've heard that theme. We're back.
Yeah.
Both themes. Football theme and the keys theme.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the keys. Yeah, all
keys,
of it.
We had
all
some keys in between football season. But we're back for Patriots Commanders preseason game number one. Patriots 6.5-point favorites. Jones, the over-under on this one has ballooned.
Oh, no.
I saw it yesterday at 34.5.
That's where I got it.
36.5. What do they know? They know something. They know something. Maybe they got an early draft of the keys. It's going to be a 7:30 kickoff from Gillette Stadium. So here you go. Keys to the preseason.
Okay.
The preseason is a period of exhibition games played before the regular season, primarily used for evaluating players and testing strategies. Also a time where NFL teams can charge fans full price to mainly watch soon-to-be non-NFL players play football.
Yeah, enjoy Ben Woolridge tonight.
An exhibition game actually cost the Buffalo All-Americans the 1921 NFL Championship. The All-Americans, as we all know, finished that season with the best record in the league. However, an exhibition loss to the Chicago Staleys was used as a tiebreaker, costing them the title.
No! Deuce must have had a big game.
Former Commanders tight end Vernon Davis isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also now acted in over 30 movies and television shows. You might remember him as Steve in Plan B. Coach in Senior Year, Love Never Fails. And Officer Wayne in BET, Her Presents The Couch.
He hosted a couple of Challenge After shows, Keith. I remember him from that, yeah.
Since 2021, the league no longer allows for overtime in preseason games. You saw it last night with a tie.
Yeah, Seahawks and somebody, yep.
A team linked to the Commanders as a possible trade partner for wide receiver Terry McLaurin is the Jacksonville Jaguars. But don't ask Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tony Boselli. He believes Dyami Brown is a rising star. He's also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, even if Bruce Smith believes it's not deserved.
It's a crowded Jaguars receiver room, yeah.
The 2020 preseason was canceled due to COVID-19.
I feel a Lakers joke coming up. I feel a LeBron joke right around
the corner. This Washington team has been such an embarrassment over the years that they had to bring in Steve Spurrier as a savior. He was then so bad that they had to hire old fart Joe Gibbs, who was older than dirt.
These are just facts.
Since 2005, the Patriots and Giants have played each other in their final preseason game.
Big rivalry.
There's been a hot online debate about the best major U.S. cities. A consensus top three of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Then we get into a bunch of cities that have also been in the conversation. Two of them have been Boston and Washington, D.C. So there's a lot riding on this one.
You got to give the edge to D.C.
Last year's preseason passing leader. This is also where we do trivia.
Oh.
The last year's preseason passing yards leader was?
Malik Cunningham.
Trey Lance.
Oh, wow.
Last year's preseason rushing yards leader was?
Still Malik Cunningham.
Trey Lance.
Oh, wow. I'm so close.
Last year's preseason receiving yards leader was?
Kayshon Booty.
Trey Lance!
No, no, it wasn't.
It was A.T. Perry.
Oh, yeah.
A.T. Perry.
Yeah. Wake Forest.
In 2004, Washington traded Pro Bowl cornerback Champ Bailey in a second-round pick, which became running back Tatum Bell, to the Denver Broncos. In return, the Broncos sent running back Clinton Portis to Washington. With Bailey going to the Hall of Fame, you might think this trade was a win for Denver. But you might not be considering that Clinton Portis is cool as hell.
Chad Bailey's pretty cool, playing on both sides of the ball.
In 2007, after the New England Patriots defeated the Washington Redskins, I apologize for that.
Yeah,
52-7.
Yeah.
Some Redskins, I apologize for that. Players accused the Patriots of running up the score. While then Redskins, apologies, coach Joe Gibbs stated he had no issue with the Patriots' actions. Some of his players felt otherwise. The Patriots last year only scored 52 points.
I was at that game, Keith Bragg.
Deion Sanders retired from the NFL while with the Washington, now Commanders, because he did not want to play for the team's new coach, Marty Schottenheimer, and also felt his performance was not up to his own high standards. But he later came out of retirement to play for the Ravens, so it probably was just him hating the coach.
Shoddy catching strays.
When Marty Schottenheimer died, the Washington Post obituary headline for the coach read, quote, Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in the postseason, dies at 77. They later changed it because some found it insensitive.
I mean, look, it's harsh but true.
There are over 180 players between the Patriots and Commanders, and not one of them is named Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you're out of luck tonight.
Man, no Derek's.
All right, add it up. Pats minus 6.5.
Oh, definitely the
6.5. Over 36.5?
I'm a little afraid of that. What do they know?
It's crazy.
I'll take the over still.
I think you just got to root for points. We've seen Ben Woolridge. Can Ben Woolridge get the ball in the end zone twice?
For one team.
Yeah, true. Pick six, Kyle.
Yeah, pick six.
You could see some of those.
Those are points.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Brian Hoyer, I think it was a preseason game when he was with the Bears. It might have been the single worst performance I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
He got destroyed by the Patriots. He came back and you're like, oh my God. It was like, it was at Gillette. And he, I don't know if it was like pick sixes, sack fumbles.
Was it worse than when he lost track of the downs and took the sack against the Chiefs? Yeah.
No, I was close to that.
Okay.
It was eerily reminiscent of that. But there you go. The keys to the preseason.
Okay. You guys can weigh in with your thoughts. 617-779-7937. Since the start of the show, a few items have popped up here, Keith. Both Bedard and Giardi over at the Boston Sports Journal have kind of gone through like some overall camp notes. What players have stood out? What players have lagged behind? Bedard did a simple three up, three down. You ready for his three up throughout the preseason?
Three up for the preseason, three down for the entire preseason. Every single thing.
For training camp, okay. I guess, would be the more accurate way of putting it.
Uh-huh.
He has Jared Wilson, arrow up. Elijah Ponder, are you familiar with his work?
Excuse me?
I think he's a pass rusher.
Yeah, he's on defense. I know that.
I don't watch that field very often. Yeah, I don't. That's not the...
Related to Sam Ponder?
Probably.
Cool.
Christian and Sam Elijah, distant cousin. Yeah.
All right. Love it.
And then Keon White. So those are the three ups. Three down, this one's a little more interesting. Garrett Bradbury.
Okay.
Will Campbell.
Oh.
Milt the Stilt Williams.
Oh.
It's a good down list. If you want some clicks, that's a good down list by Bedard.
It's an eye-catching down list. And so we were obviously at camp. The one thing we didn't see was... the in-stadium practice, just sort of read reports about that. The scrimmage that they had for the season ticket holders. We didn't see that. But just about everything else we saw, I don't think, and I think having Will Campbell on one of the lists will get people to click on it and read it and everything else. I don't think he was good enough to be on the good or bad enough to be on the bad for me. I think he would be like in a weird middle list, which I know isn't exciting.
No, but I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He's been fine. You used that word earlier. I think that's the right word.
Bradbury, I'll give you. Not that we've been like locked in on him. We've been watching when I watch the offensive line, it's certainly more Campbell and a little bit of Wilson. But talking about a couple of fumbled exchanges. Also, he hasn't been out there the whole time. So you don't know if some of that is management, some of that is performance, wanting to see Ben Brown or wanting to see a different center in there. So I have no problem putting him on there. And then Milton Williams, I don't know. I thought Williams and Barmore looked pretty good together, at least against the Commanders. And maybe that's because it's the most recent thing I saw. And maybe Greg was expecting more because of the big contract and everything, him coming over. I probably wouldn't have him on there either.
So Giardi has a down and up list as well. Let's start with arrow pointing down.
Okay.
They must have huddled up over at BSJ.
Are they all calling it Stockwatch?
So this has got to be like 10 or 12 names on his list. I'll give you the highlights.
10 or 12?
He's got Duggar.
This is on the up?
Down.
Oh, okay.
Duggar, who has lost reps to Woodson.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's got Moses and Davis. Can they depend on him? They're not healthy.
That's fine.
He has Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson overshadowed by Henderson. So I actually think that's a positive. It's down for those two guys. But overall, that's a positive.
Yeah, that just seems more... because I don't think those guys have done anything bad.
And this next one, we have said this. I don't know that I would have him an overall down at camp, but we've said...
whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This Stephon Diggs, fast start but has leveled off.
Yeah,
I think that's a completely accurate way to describe Diggs. Diggs was everywhere the first 2 days. I mean, he has not been super noticeable since the first 2 days of camp, and he missed half of the joint practice the other day. So that one maybe is harsh, but I think that's probably most fair when it comes to Diggs. That doesn't mean he's going to suck.
No,
but from where he started to where he is now, I think it's fair to describe that as a leveling off at best.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. And with some of those guys, you're talking about more expectations than others. Because, like, I would say Jalen Polk is easy a down. But maybe you're just, like, out of sight, out of mind. Oh, did he have him on there?
He said Polk is just dot, dot, dot there.
Yeah, okay.
That's what
he said. So, like, it's one of those things where it's not going to really determine whether the team is good or bad. But if we're just looking at all the guys out there and you're saying, like, who is bad, who hasn't stood out, who hasn't taken advantage of their reps, it'd be him. Early on in camp, I would have put, like, Dobbs on the list. But he's actually gotten a lot better.
Yep.
I think from the offensive line, I'm with him on the Moses thing, and it's more just not that he's getting smoked necessarily. It's just, all right, is he going to play? When is he going
to
play?
Is he ready? At some point, you got to get reps to be ready for the year. I don't think he's a good enough player to just coast through the offseason and then just show up week one and go play. I know he's a longtime vet, and I get treating some of these guys like that. And if he's not healthy, don't force him out there, but I also, that makes me question what he's going to give you this year. And that's a guy they're relying on quite a bit. Because if he's not your right tackle, and we don't know what Will Campbell is, although Giardi had something on Campbell I'll get to here, then what do you have on your offensive line? This was Hart's point weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, if Campbell's iffy and Moses isn't out there, is your offensive line even different than a year ago?
No, it's on. Well, yeah, you swapped out a center. But he might, I mean, he's trending in the wrong direction.
Bradbury was on Giardi's down list as well.
Yeah,
Giardi's down list. He might be worse than David Andrews.
So hopefully Wilson's like an upgrade at left guard, I guess.
Yeah.
And on Wenu, at least you're not kind of ping-ponging him back and forth from right tackle to right guard. If he's just your right guard, I guess you're a little bit better. But no, I mean, Moses was supposed to solidify right tackle, and then you waited to the draft to get your guy. He was the highest drafted offensive lineman, so you're hoping that he's a plug-and-play guy.
Okay, some ups from Giardi.
All right, let's hear it.
Drake May. He says he's making quick decisions.
All right.
The two rookie offensive linemen. So this is different than Greg.
Wow.
He says Campbell is not perfect, but good enough. He describes Jared Wilson as rock solid. Let's see. The wide receivers. He says Pop Douglas is the best so far. And he says Javon Baker is making a case. I'm assuming that means to make the team.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean, Javon Baker, if nothing else, has shown he probably deserves more reps with Drake May going forward.
I think Booty's should be on that list too. I think Booty and Pop Douglas have been the two best as far as like most consistent, reliable guys. I think Kyle Williams is obviously flash. Like there are some days where he'd be on one of these lists, and there are other days he'd be on the other list. Yeah, same with Steph Diggs.
I'd probably have him on the down list.
Yeah, probably. Despite some real highlights.
I'd have him on that list.
No, Pop and Booty. I think if of all the players in camp to change how you thought about them at the start of the camp, I think Booty would be the one for me. Meaning, like, I went in being like, maybe makes the team, maybe he doesn't. And now I'm like, I think he's going to make the team and play.
Right, he's like a borderline lock at this point in time. Two more on the up list for Giardi. Alex Austin, double A.
Oh, double A, he's killing it. I agree.
Was great against Jaden Daniels the other day.
He's making the most of it.
And then this one, he says Craig Woodson, possible starter, ? When we watched, and I don't watch every rep as closely as they do. We're doing a radio show. I don't even hardly watch the defensive field.
We're doing Would You Rathers. But, I mean, we were doing Madness.
We got tears.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want from us?
We got all kinds of stuff to do. You know, we go on the clock for 60 seconds. I mean, what are we supposed to watch every rep?
Can't.
But I will tell you, what I watched closely was Jaden Daniels, the first team offense for him going against the Pats first team defense.
they had three safeties on the field, and Woodson wasn't one of them. So
yeah.
I guess I'm missing something, or maybe I'm emphasizing that stretch too much, but the three safeties on the field for that were Peppers, Duggar, and Jalen Hawkins.
Right.
So if this guy's ready to be a starter, you think he'd be mixing in with that group. He did not do that the other day at joint practice. So I'm curious to get a look at the eraser tonight.
Yeah.
In exactly. Patriots preseason game number
but one. But didn't that make you feel like some of the talk about Duggar either being cut or traded? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about
for
that.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not seeing what they're seeing. They're watching reps closer than I am. But yeah, that's not what I saw at joint practice, at least at the end of joint practices the other day.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They're live at Gillette Stadium leading up to the Brady ceremony and the first preseason game tonight between the Patriots and the Commanders. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Once there was this Grab Bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox return to the field tonight when the Sox begin a three-game series with the Padres in San Diego. First pitch is at 9:40. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Walker Buehler will get the start for the Sox in the series opener against the Padres' Nick Pivetta. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arkand beginning at 8:40. Braintree has advanced to the Little League World Series after defeating Bedford, New Hampshire in extra innings last night. Braintree will now face South Carolina next Thursday from Williamsport. Tonight is the Patriots' preseason home opener against the Commanders from Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. Prior to tonight's game, the Patriots will unveil a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside the Patriots Hall of Fame. WEEI Afternoons will be broadcasting live 2-6 from the Dean College stage at Patriot Place ahead of tonight's ceremony. Today, the Celtics announced that the team has signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Per team policy, terms of the deal were not disclosed. And tomorrow night, the Revolution hosts DC United. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Visit the 99 Restaurants the day after the Red Sox win, and kids get a free meal with every adult entree purchased. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.